are chatting this morning to Lungile Ringani from Out and About Adventures, and she made a migration to the Western Cape just in 20, when was that, Lungile?
In 2021, during COVID, actually.
Yes, very recently. And she's been, sharing her love for this new city and adventuring, but doing it with other people through Out and About Adventures. Lungile Ringani is an investment consultant, but so much more than that. She's a passionate adventurer. She finds solace in nature and the great outdoors. Her love for exploration led her to establish Out and About Adventures. She has an adventure group dedicating to help young professionals break free from the city's hustle and bustle and discover the wonders of Cape Town. Lungile, all I'm thinking as I'm reading this is, where were you when I moved to the Western Cape in 1999? And I had to make friends and create networks, and it was not, it was not easy, because when you move to a new city, it's quite challenging, but also quite divisive, because I had done a coastal migration. I'd gone from KZN to the Eastern Cape, and came to the Western Cape. It was a completely different environment for me, and I really had to swim and not sink. So I really am very excited that you have done this and that you've included, other adventurers that have come along with you. So Lungile, tell us, how did this journey bring you to Cape Town?
I came to Cape Town mainly for work purposes. And thank you so much for having me, Jeanette. I came to Cape Town mainly for work purposes, like you mentioned, in 2021. And so I decided to start this adventure group because, like you mentioned, a lot of people come here and they experience, a culture shock. And it was exactly the same for me because I come from Limpopo. I'm originally from Limpopo. And so when I arrived here, I soon was, stunned by how beautiful Cape Town is, and there's so much to explore. So then I just started hiking by myself. And when I spoke to my friends about it, they also, shared their interest in it. And then that's why I decided to start this Out and About Adventures group, really just for anyone who wants to explore Cape Town and be out there. I feel like nature, rejuvenates. It makes you feel refreshed. So it's a good way just from breaking away from work. And also, just like you mentioned, if you want to create friendships, connections, and connect with like-minded people, that is really great as well for the group.
Wonderful. So tell us about some of the adventures that you've had.
So recently in the past, we've done a few getaway trips. We've done getaway trips in Pearly Beach. We've gone to Gensbaai, and soon now in June, actually, we have a getaway trip coming up on the 28th, and we are going to explore Greyton. And it's not very far from Cape Town as well. It's like an hour away. And so this is just a great way for people who want to take a break. And as you mentioned, we do focus on young professionals, but really anyone who wants to take a break away from, routine and daily things that we do, just to sort of break free from that for a bit, connect with like-minded people. And we also have activities that are just dedicated to personal development for people, so that they come back and they feel inspired to continue with whatever that they are doing in their lives.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about who joins your group. What is the profile of the people? Are they people who have moved, people who are living here? Is it a mix of people? I'd be interested to know who would want to be part of Out and About Adventures.
Yeah. And it's really like anyone, because I've experienced when we go on these hikes, we'll get like DMs on our Instagram where someone will say, okay, I'm traveling to Cape Town. I'm just doing solo traveling, but I'd like to join a hiking group. You know, I want to go on a hiking adventure, and they actually join us. So it's people who are visiting Cape Town. People that are in and around Cape Town as well. You can be a young professional that's working, you know, just anyone really who wants to be out there and explore nature. So it's all different types of people. I mean, if you're a tourist as well and would like to join us and you're visiting Cape Town, we also just love meeting new people from out there and experiencing, you know, the different types of people that are out there. So yeah.
Okay, wonderful. So you've talked about Greyton, you've talked about wine tasting, and you've also done sip and paint picnics. That sounds just idyllic, like something out of Bridgerton. Please tell me about that.
Yes, so our sip and paints, we do them during summer, and then for things like wine tasting, because you want to, you know, have that sort of warm vibe going, we do wine tasting because it's indoors and it's nice and warm and cozy. You don't have to feel like, ah, oh, I'm going out and I'm going to be in the cold. So we do plan for the seasons that we're in, yeah, and then with picnics, we mainly do them in summer. And it's just you coming along with us. You can bring your friends along as well. And then we just have a group setting. We just sit down and have conversations and good vibes. And yeah, that's mainly what we do. We are planning to do more activities as well, like just anything really, because you know, there's so much that there is to do in Cape Town, things like clay cafe, just different adventures that are out there.
Absolutely. So if I were to say to you, Lungile, I want to go on a hike. My fitness level is not great. I'm just starting out. What would you suggest for me?
You do not need to worry at all because hiking is not about your fitness level. I can assure you of that. When I started as well, I wasn't like a very fit person. And we do have trails that, you know, are very moderate. We don't do like very difficult trails because we know that not everyone is very fit. So we do moderate trails, like your pipe track. If you know, pipe track is very simple. It's sort of like a walking trail all the way
I know
through.
pipe track. It's a great walk.
Yes, exactly. And you can get so many steps in. I was shocked the first time I did pipe track, I managed to get like about 20,000 steps in. So something simple like that, where
Wow.
you don't have to feel like, you know, it's very difficult. You're just walking, enjoying a good time with friends. We also assist people, and we hear them out. If someone expresses the fact that, okay, cool, I'm not comfortable with going up, then we say, okay, cool, it's fine. You can stop where you are. If you are willing to go back by yourself, that's also absolutely fine. Or we divide as groups and decide, you know, how far we're gonna get to. So it's really just about building those relationships and as understanding, you know, the different types of people that you are with and seeing where you can meet them.
Absolutely. This sounds so wonderful, Lungile, and I want to say congratulations to you for starting this great initiative, Out and About Adventures. I think that it also is quite vital in a new city because, you know, when you move to a new city, you need to start from scratch, you need to create a network, and sometimes it can be quite lonely and exclusive. So it's wonderful that you've taken power into your own hands and created this initiative. And you now become the draw card, the central point for when people come here, they seek you out because they see what it is that you're doing. And it's providing a social as well as a health and wellness support whilst exploring and enjoying our city in so many different ways, in so many things that it has to offer. So I must take my hat off to you for that. It's a great initiative. And I want to say thank you for joining us on the show. It's been great chatting to you, getting a nice, fresh perspective of somebody who's just come to the city a few years ago and is already making waves, which is wonderful. So thank you for joining us on the show, and thank you for the wonderful prize, which is the wine tasting experience at Jordan Wine. Is there a hike attached to this tasting?
Unfortunately, no, it's just the wine tasting, but our hikes are free. So people can always join us if they want to join us for hiking. We do have a hiking experience coming up this weekend as well, tomorrow on Saturday. And we are going to be at the pipe track. So it's a nice and easy one. People can always join. It's free of charge. We're not charging anything. Like I mentioned, I purely enjoy just the outdoors and being out there. And if anyone wants to join, they're more than welcome to join us.
Wonderful. Well, here we have it, an open invitation to join Lungile Ringani and her team at Out and About Adventures and come and do the pipe track. Will you be there, rain or shine? Because I see weather is becoming quite inclement.
Yes, correct. And just also to mention, we do have a group where we communicate. But you can DM us on our Instagram page as well at ONA underscore adventures. That's where we able to communicate with people. And then I can also just put you in our group as on our WhatsApp group. That's where we communicate. If the weather is very bad, then we do decide on there and let everyone know that we will not be hiking. But for the most part, I think when the weather is just perfect. It's not when it's too hot, and it's also when it's not raining, and it's just nice and just we're able to explore. So yeah, we also communicate on those channels. So you can DM us, or you can even contact me on my cell phone number, which is 076-204-6056, and I'll assist you.
Wonderful. So that number again is 076-204 6056.
Correct, yes.
Wonderful. And we've just joined you on Instagram, ONA underscore adventures, and we look forward to following your journey.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jeanette. I'll definitely follow back.
Absolutely.